You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Zach Rezonizer, and it was on this date back in 1963, more than 200,000 people listened as the Reverend Martin Luther King delivered his I Have a Dream speech in front of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., and I thought I might come on and just talk a little bit about some of the interesting things about Martin Luther King Jr. For instance, that I Have a Dream speech was not his first speech at the Lincoln Memorial. In fact, 6 years before, his iconic oration at the March on Washington, King was among the civil rights leaders who spoke in the shadow of the great emancipator during the prayer pilgrimage for freedom in May of 1957, before a crowd of an estimated 15,000 rather than the 200,000 he spoke in front of on this date back in 1963. It was actually one of his first national addresses, though. His speech, in which he urged Americans to give us the ballot, drew strong reviews and positioned him at the forefront of the civil rights leadership. But Martin Luther King Jr. is a very interesting character study, as was his father, actually. He actually wasn't born Martin Luther, actually. He was actually born Michael King Jr. But his father, on a trip to Germany, was actually really inspired by the Protestant Reformation leader, Martin Luther. And as a result, his dad changed his name while Martin Luther King Jr. was still five. Again, at that time, I guess he was Michael King Jr. But when he was five, his dad changed his name. And since his dad changed his name and he was the junior, his name was changed as well. Martin Luther King Jr. was an incredibly bright student, actually. He actually ended up going to college when he was just 15 years old. He skipped grades 9 and 12 before he ended up enrolling in college in 1944. He didn't just, go a cursory limit. He actually did get his doctorates in systemic theology. He earned a divinity degree from Pennsylvania's Crozer Theological Seminary, and King attended graduate school at Boston University, where he received his Ph.D. degree in 1955. The title of his dissertation was A Comparison of the Conceptions of God in the Thinking of Paul Tillich and Henry Nelson Wayman. And he was an incredible civil rights leader, and for that he did pay a lot of his own time and eventually his own life for it as well. But, he was actually jailed 29 times, according to the King Center. The civil rights leader went to jail nearly 30 times. He was arrested for acts of civil disobedience and on trumped-up charges, such as when he was jailed in Montgomery, Alabama in 1956 for driving 30 miles per hour in a 25-mile-per-hour zone. He actually evaded... speaking of just of the rough, life that he led, he actually evaded an assassination attempt about 10 years before his actual assassination. But in 1958, King was in Harlem signing copies of his new book, and he was in a department store when he was approached by a woman, and the woman asked if he was Martin Luther King Jr., and after he said yes, the woman said, "I've been looking for you for 5 years," and she pulled out a letter opener and actually plunged it into his chest. The tip actually came to rest on his aorta, which is, pretty dangerous territory. And he had to go under emergency surgery. It was very, very close to killing him. Surgeons later told King that just one sneeze could have punctured his aorta and killed him. From his hospital bed, where he was holed up for weeks, King issued a statement affirming his nonviolent principles and saying he felt no ill will towards his attacker, who I think she was actually mentally ill, so he didn't have any hard feelings towards her. But yeah, King was just an incredible figure, really inspired by Mahatma Gandhi. And we actually spoke not too long ago about nonviolence, so it's kind of interesting that I get to talk about Martin Luther King today when we had a little history segment about nonviolence not too long ago as well. And the last thing I just want to say about Martin Luther King Jr. was that, he did end up getting assassinated, but he was so willing to die for the things that he was fighting for. It was kind of incredible. In fact, at his last public speech in Memphis, he had come to support a group of, I believe, garbage workers. And he was at a church, and he gave this speech, and he said something along the lines of, like anybody, you know, I would love to live a long life, and, you know, long lives are great, but I'm not concerned with living a long life. You know, I've seen the promised land, and I may not get there with you, but I want you to know that we as a people will eventually get to the promised land, and I'm not worried about anything else. And I think it really speaks strongly to his character that he was so willing to, you know, even die for, you know, the civil rights of his people. And I think it's an aspiration we should all try to live up to. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Remember, if you like these little history segments that I do, you can find them online at kggfradio.com. Just click on the community tab and go down to On Demand and find Zach on blank, whatever you're interested in listening to. We've covered topics from Ernest Hemingway all the way down to the Korean War, so you can surely find something you're interested in. Stay tuned for a Fox News update in just a little bit.